From Studio Live in beautiful Cumberland, BC, you're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm your co-host, Darren Howlett. Thanks for joining us again as we explore the food culture of the Comox Valley and beyond. So, John, tonight we'll be talking Valentine's Day.
Yes, love is in the air.
Yes, it is. Did you want to get into anything first or before we get into Valentine's Day or do
you it's just been the two of us for the last couple episodes. Yeah. And I know we've got a bunch of lined up episodes that we finally got some grouping together and I've talked to some people. I don't want to let too much out, but,
we should probably mention that being that as of this airing, Dine Around is going to be happening.
Right.
And our next episode or the one after it is most likely going to be Dine Around centered.
Yes. Centric. Yes, exactly. So we want to sort of get people excited about Dine Around and wanting them to get out there.
Right.
And sort of see what our local chefs have to offer. And
yeah. And for those, I think we sort of do a recap there for everybody, but for those that don't know what Dine Around is, how would you summarize it? It's more or less...
Well, obviously you don't listen to the show enough.
It's a whole bunch of participating...
I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that.
A whole bunch of participating restaurants putting on a special limited menu, with reduced cost to encourage people to come out and try things.
Yeah, it's basically doing three-course dinners.
Right.
And everyone does this, everywhere around BC, I think probably over North America, it's a good time to try to get people out.
Yeah.
This is a slow time for most restaurants. Most people are recovering from the Christmas crunch and, and sort of pulling back a bit. So it's sort of an opportunity to get people to come out and give them a good showcase of what they can expect for the rest of the year from that restaurant.
Right. Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
That's what I like to say. Like to give you a bit of sample and some taste of what we do.
Yeah.
And sort of encourage people to go to places that they may not go to.
Right.
You have your favorites and everyone has their favorite places they want to go. But this is sort of an opportunity for you to to go and try something else and just see what else is out there to offer. Maybe try a different style of food that you've never tried before.
Yeah.
That's how I like to look at it.
Yeah, it's good. Either the next episode or the episode after that, we'll be having some people that are participating and behind the scenes in to talk more at length about that. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
But with this episode coming up, we're talking about what's happening.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's.
This is a time that you show your loved one that you love them. And
Earlier today, I had quite the full day. I had a lot going on. And earlier today, you sort of dropped that. You're like, hey, so tonight we're going to talk about Valentine's. And I was like, man, I could do some preparation there. I could get ready for that. And then I just didn't.
Well, that's good to know.
It made me think, what would we talk about as far as Valentine's and food? And I think... they do go hand in hand. It's quite often, being it's such a romantic holiday, people do equate dining out for a fine meal as one of those key things that you do on Valentine's Day. Whether everybody does it now or not, it definitely in times past, it's always been that way. And there's still obviously a certain element of it too. But so in that respect, should we maybe get into a little bit about... some of those foods that people are out there trying to eat.
The aphrodisiacs are we getting into. This is to spice up your love life and get you out there and
in
a romantic mood. Is that
what I mean, we're that's going? Definitely the way we can go with it. I mean, that's all part of the ritual, the people are going out for these finer meals. And it seems that they either go indulgent or they're looking for something that's going to spice things up, so to speak.
Yeah, well, that's where I kind of came up with the idea of talking a little bit about this is because I'm just, we pre-record the shows, so they kind of come up as is.
Yeah.
And so I'm like trying to nail down my final Valentine's Day menu so that I can get it out so that people can know about it.
Yeah.
And I am always last minute on all these things because I change my mind constantly. But I got down, I started reading through some different foods and trying to think of how I could pair these and what style of food is best for people. And I think I've done so many different menus for Valentine's right. Day over the years, and it's I've done from, you know, the pairing menu,
right,
the 3-course dinner, the 4-course dinner, you know,
wow,
the shared platters.
Yeah,
this year I think I'm going with a more of an appy sharing.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So that's just my idea.
Yeah,
I mean, I just had an idea that you come in there with your significant other,
yeah,
or you know, maybe someone you just met, and you yeah. want to get to know each other a little bit better, and just to have some of those, you can have a platter together and share some different flavors, and maybe some dialogue can come out of that.
Yeah,
some conversation, right?
Well, I mean, let's start with the obvious: chocolate. Everybody associates chocolate with Valentine's. I mean, we have lots of holidays that we associate with chocolate, but. You know, chocolate with Valentine's. So maybe springboarding from there. What else? What else can we go on?
Well, you know what? Like, I kind of we should go through a little list because
yeah, sure.
I got a list written down there.
Okay. But,
definitely, chocolate is one of them. Mm-hmm. What's another one? Because chocolate's just got those nice flavors to it, you know. And a lot of people just, you know, have that feeling, that connection. And I think it's kind of gets your blood flowing a bit too.
Right. Right? Like, I know. I think we could do an entire year of shows on chocolate. Like that is a subject that has been explored to death. It's a, you know, everybody in the world enjoys chocolate.
Yeah. And there's so many different variations and stuff like that. Yeah. So. What else do you have on your list? You've got
well, you know, I'm thinking let's touch on the obvious, the things that everybody would associate. You know, I know that for me, even though I know I just said that about chocolate, I'm not a big chocolate fan. I do like chocolate, but not in excess. But I definitely associate a romantic evening with on Valentine's definitely with some red wine. yeah, to me they're just synonymous. You know.
Well, I was kind of talking with Kirsten. She's like, there is only one aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's that? And she's like, wine.
Right.
I'm like, okay, but what about like, because I would mention that, like chilies or oysters yeah. or all these other things. And she's like, no, it's pretty much wine.
Yeah.
So she's getting a bottle of wine for Valentine's
well,
Day.
Well, yeah. But yeah, okay, so you mentioned oysters. So you've gone to some lengths to figure out other things that are considered aphrodisiacs?
Yeah, well, yeah. And I think a lot of these things that we're going to talk about
sure.
pair really well together.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not so much chocolate and oysters.
Okay.
But some of the other items on here, like
yeah.
spicing things up with chili, right?
Yeah.
So we can do oysters and chili with like a nice mignonette, you know?
Right. Do you want to explain what a mignonette is for those that don't?
Oh, so it's sort of like a vinegary sort of balance to
right.
to an oyster, just sort of like cut through some of that. And so, yeah, just basically, yeah. I always like mine with like a little red wine, some shallots, maybe some green onions. And
right.
Yeah.
And quite often people will have oysters with a little hot chili, but they'll have it in the form of like a little dab of a hot sauce or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tabasco.
So there's lots of ways you can do that, way,
yeah.
right? Like it's just that nice spice. But, you know, there's other things that pair well
mm-hmm.
With chocolate. So like the chocolate strawberry.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's absolutely a Valentine's food. What about, yeah, I don't know. I'm looking here. I've seen just a whole bunch of different names of foods you've got written down. Vanilla. You think that's more of a aphrodisiac?
Well, I was reading up and just
yeah.
it's sort of supposed to release some stuff, and it's supposed to be nice paired at the end of a meal, you know? And that's
yeah.
why you have a nice dessert, like a nice ice cream. With vanilla ice cream is always a nice...
Absolutely.
Just that refreshing bit at the back.
Yeah.
End of it.
I'm not as much on sweets, but and I'm very big on savory, but vanilla is one of those things, you know? I don't know if anybody would. I think it's because it's always paired with sweets. Some people mm-hmm. may associate it that way, but I think that vanilla itself isn't that sweet. I really like that the pungency of it.
Oh yeah,
mm. Yeah. And you also have what else? We've got. Well, let's touch on some of the fruits you have because they seem really. Well, I don't know. You've got bananas.
Bananas, and yeah. that's supposed to be potassium in there.
Yeah.
Right? So that's supposed to be a bit of an energy builder, right?
Okay. And something that texture-wise I would associate with a banana, but not taste-wise, you've got avocado. That's an aphrodisiac.
Apparently, this is something really? I read up. And it sort of came off of sort of, what is it, like asparagus and all those.
Okay.
What did I write there?
You've got it down here as your notes that you've jotted beside here. It's a vitamin E.
Yes, a vitamin E. That's it. I was trying to remember. Anyways, yeah. But yeah, like that's just an energy to get the blood pumping again too, right?
So. Right. And it says something here about aids in the production of hormones like testosterone.
That's what I read off the internet. My goodness. That's kind of an interesting little one there. So
had no idea.
But it's always nice to have, you know, asparagus, yeah. You know, whether you have some seafood, because seafood's a wonderful one too.
Absolutely.
Just a little asparagus, some salmon, hollandaise sauce.
Honestly.
Very light, easy.
Yeah, I'm easy to please that way too. Like a little halibut or snapper or cod or something with an asparagus side, to me, that is like an amazing dinner. Like I'm happy with those. I love it. Absolutely.
And it's not too heavy. It's light. So yeah. You're not feeling weighted down after your meal.
Yeah.
So that's why those kind of lighter dishes are a little,
right.
A little easier on your,
well, I was saying, I was talking about all those white fish, but you've actually got written down here. You have salmon.
Salmon is definitely a,
yeah.
Definitely, because it is a lighter fish, right? It's an easy meal. It's not going to weigh you down.
Yeah. You've also got amongst salmon, you've got walnuts, pumpkins, flax seeds. I seem there's a bit of a connection there in the fatty acids.
Yeah, the omega-3 acids in there. So that's, you know, it's just going to help.
Right. Right. So am I to take this list of, you handed me this list of jotted down notes of foods, and now you're taking inspiration from these foods for your menu. But are you saying that, you know, collectively these foods are going to spark that something in you on Valentine's? Or are you saying that these are traditionally thought of as being?
These are traditionally thought of.
Oh, foods. Okay.
All right. You know, the truth is.
Yeah.
There has to be a connection in the first place.
Right.
These are just nice comforting foods. You know, these are just some ideas of just bringing people together, you know, like I kind of think of two, and it's all Disney's fault with like spaghetti.
Oh yeah. The Lady and the Tramp.
The Lady and the Tramp, you know, like that's just a romantic moment that,
yeah.
But you know, so I kind of see those things as trying to, when I'm trying to create a menu for Valentine's Day, I'm trying to pair these kind of flavors together to sort of open people's eyes. And even if it's just something in the back of your brain that makes you think that it's going to be doing something like that.
Well, there's, you know, we never really talk about this, but you know, as far as I'm concerned, a meal is about, I don't know, I want to say 60% flavor. And the rest is presentation, smell, the way it's being presented to you, or maybe what your mind thinks of once you see it, what it triggers. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're talking about maybe some of these foods are just going to trigger things in you, I mean, that's a key component of enjoying a meal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's huge. It's definitely an overlooked factor.
And I find a thing too, I was thinking about it, is that like, when you have a nice big heavy stew, you're not up for anything.
No,
it's nap time.
Yeah, like, you're gonna fall asleep on the couch. Well, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna miss the whole night.
So this is like sort of have those things that give you that energy. So it's definitely like looking at some fresh fruits and lighter affair and just really enjoying that stuff.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying stay away from steaks or any of that stuff. Right. But I'm saying, you know, go out there and have a nice open meal and enjoy yourself and spend some time with a quality person and just get to know them and know their flavors too. So.
And this has been Love Tips by Jonathan Fraser.
I'm done.
I'm kidding. Absolutely. So any big plans for you for Valentine's Day?
I'm going to work because that's what I do.
Yeah, I hear you.
The joys of being a chef, being a cook, is that we get to spend the time.
You get to spend every single significant holiday, family gathering, anything, any special event in the kitchen.
Yeah, because I'm here to serve people. I'm here to give them an experience. And so that's part of my thing. And I'm lucky that people want to come and enjoy my experience.
Yeah, for sure.
And so a lot of this today is just to get me to get my head wrapped around what I'm going to do for Valentine's Day and maybe start pairing some different ideas and get some foods together for people so they can enjoy.
So maybe after people listen to this episode, being that Valentine's Day will follow shortly after, maybe they can come in and check out that menu and see what it ended up becoming. After throwing all these ingredients out there, see what ended up happening as the final say.
Yeah, because I know I'm going to definitely try and pair a lot of these ideas. Like, I definitely would love to have some oysters, but then I come to the conclusion, do I have raw oysters? Do I have cooked oysters?
Right.
And you know what? In some ways, your body digests cooked oysters a lot better than they do raw oysters. So
right.
That's another thing you got to think. So
yeah.
Is that extra love in a raw oyster or is it in a cooked oyster?
That's a
question. I don't know the truth to that.
I'm sure we'll have an oyster episode coming up.
That's it. We'll have to challenge us. We'll have to get some of our friends back from the oysters.
For sure. I think I'm a little more prepared for Valentine's Day.
Good. I kind of feel a little bit more lost actually after that and feel a little more challenged that I have to come up with something a little bit better. But I mean, definitely food is something to be shared. So it's nice to sit down and tempt yourself with some of these ideas.
Absolutely.
There's so many great foods and so many neat things. I was kind of thinking, and you know, there's history behind a lot of these foods too. Like I remember, what was it, reading about rocket or arugula, right? Which
one of my favorites ever.
It's got that peppery nice
love
to
it.
Yeah. Anyways, the Romans used to think that was an amazing aphrodisiac. And
really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And figs are another one that falls under those lines because figs are just a delicious and wonderful sweet.
Oh, yeah. Figs are. They're amazing.
And yeah, they don't always fall in this time of year, but it's something to think about. So
yeah. Well, great. I'm really interested to see how your menu ends up shaping up, John. We'll have to touch on that again or get people out there to come and enjoy it and see what they think.
Yeah. And if anyone comes and has it, I'd love to have some comments and feedback from you.
Yeah.
And we'd like to thank all our guests for listening with us today.
Yeah.
As another episode passes by us so quickly. Don't forget to leave your comments or questions with us at either our ediblevalley@gmail.com, or you can send them to our Facebook page at the Edible Valley or the Edible Valley Podcast. Don't forget to follow us. We do tweet once in a while at the Edible Valley. For any more information and stuff you want to find out about this episode or some of our resources that we use for this, definitely check out our WordPress site at theediblevalley@wordpress.com.
Great. Yeah. And I'd like just to shout out a little thanks to our sponsors, as always. Thanks so much to the Butcher's Block and Courtney. And thanks to the Atlas Cafe, serving fresh local food in the heart of downtown Courtney. We also always thank Ivan's Truffles, of course, for their support and his handmade decadent chocolate. Kirsten Wood Music, private music lessons with heart. That's one of our newer sponsors. And Studio Live in Cumberland, BC, where you can always find upcoming shows with some of Canada's and the world's greatest musicians in this perfectly intimate setting. If you want to hear your name on this list of sponsors or see it on our Facebook page or website or any of our posters around town, special events, anything like that, we can add you for as little as $10 a month. Just get in touch with us. And how do they do that again, John?
Definitely email us at theediblevalley@gmail.com.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks for listening.